And say you had done something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through, you might say, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
help me.
Or you finish, you say,
you might have helped me.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week or sometime, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
will try.
Do you ever say I might, could?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, instead of saying I will try, I would say I'm not sure, but I might could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you say if you got someone some medicine, you go in and you still see the medicine by the person's bed, you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, I already
took.
Okay. And in another hour, I'll
take.
And the kind of bird that you see in the dark.
Kind of bird? Oh, an owl.
What different kinds are there?
Different kinds of owls.
Mm-hmm.
A hoot owl. Goodness, I don't know. A hoot owl.
What about the little one that makes a little scary noise?
Screech owl.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one of them?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
Superstitions?
Like owls being connected with death or anything?
No.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Any other names for them?
I heard them called red-headed woodpeckers.
What do you call the large woodpeckers? Any special names?
I don't know if there is.
Do you ever hear a woodpecker called a peckerwood?
Yeah.
How would people say that?
Well, I don't know. I've just heard, you know, heard them called peckerwood.
Do you ever hear the word peckerwood used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when somebody was mad at someone or something.
How does that sound to you?
Well, it doesn't sound very nice.
And a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Skunk.
Any other name for them?
I don't think so.
Say some animals have been coming and getting your chickens, and you didn't know exactly what kind they were. What general name would you have for the kind of animals that would do that?
Wolves.
Uh-huh. Or if you don't know if they're wolves, or just what, you say, I'm going to get a gun and kill that.
Kill that animal.
Would you ever call them varmints?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Well, I'm just say, you know, I'm going to get a gun and kill that varmint.
What would a varmint be?
I really don't know what a varmint is.
But what sort of
just
animal?
I don't know.
Would a mouse be a varmint? Or a rat?
Well, it could. usually, if I say that, I'm just, you know, it's just a name that I'm calling something.
Would you ever
just
call a person a varmint?
Well, not really.
What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Squirrel?
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Gosh, I don't know.
What different colors?
Well, there's gray and brown. Maybe black. I'm not sure about black.
Do you ever hear a fox squirrel? Cat squirrel?
No, I don't believe.
What's something kind of like a squirrel when it's small and kind of like a bite-sized size?
Kind of like a squirrel? You're not talking about a rat.
Do you ever hear of a chipmunk or ground
chipmunk, uh-huh.
Huh?
A chipmunk.
Do they have those around here?
Well, I don't think so. I haven't seen any.
Can they climb trees?
Chipmunks? I don't know.
What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
catfish.